WeWork could run out of cash by mid-November. Here's what would happen next by CNBC.
WeWork's biggest outside shareholder, and JP Morgan Chase, its third largest backer and primary lender, have every incentive to keep the company alive and are aggressively trying to pull together financing packages with the aid of outside investors and lenders. WeWork's core concept as a business is to turn its massive leases into tech-friendly spaces for businesses of all sizes, including early-stage startups with uncertain prospects. WeWork had $22 billion in long-term liabilities as of June 30, with $17.9 billion of that tied to long-term leases, according to its prospectus. Unlike a retailer short on cash, which can simply halt payments for goods, a service company like WeWork can't just stop paying leases. In May, real estate firm CBRE published a report on the flexible office market, showing that WeWork had added almost 11 million square feet to its portfolio since the second quarter of 2018. CBRE said WeWork now accounts for 33% of the entire flex space market, making it almost twice the size of closest rival Regus, a company founded 20 years earlier. In the past year, WeWork was responsible for the five largest flexible operator transactions in Manhattan, amounting to over 1 million square feet, bringing its market share of flexible working space there to 48%, according to CBRE. It also accounted for the five biggest flex space deals in Los Angeles and Denver, and four of the top five in Washington, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, and Atlanta.